This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. President Draupadi Murmu has said that energy conservation is no longer an option but a necessity of the present time. Addressing a gathering in New Delhi on the occasion of National Energy Conservation Day, President Murmu emphasized that every unit of energy saved reflects a sense of responsibility towards the nature and demonstrates care and sensitivity for future generations. She said that India has taken significant steps in the areas of energy conservation and clean energy transition. The president noted that the country has fulfilled its clean energy commitments ahead of the stipulated time frame, marking an important achievement in the direction of enhanced energy efficiency and decarbonization.
भारत ने क्लीन एनर्जी की प्रतिबद्धताएं समय सीमा से पहले ही पूरी कर ली है। ये हमारी ऊर्जा दक्षता और डीकार्बोनाइजेशन की दिशा में बड़ी उपलब्धि है। राष्ट्रीय स्तर पर प्रधानमंत्री सूर्यघर मुफ्त बिजली योजना शुरू की गई है जिसके तहत घरों में रूफटॉप सोलर सिस्टम्स लगाए जा रहे हैं इसमें उन घरों को मुफ्त बिजली मिलेगी और फॉसिल फ्यूल पर निर्भरता कम होगी
On the occasion, the President felicitated the winners of the National Energy Conservation Awards NECA 2025 and National Painting Competition on Energy Conservation 2025. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's two-day visit to Jordan beginning tomorrow marks 75 years of diplomatic ties between the two countries. From phosphates fueling India's farms to deep cultural bonds, this partnership is set to grow stronger. Indian Ambassador to Jordan, Manish Chauhan, described it a milestone moment for trade, food security and people-to-people ties.
We are all looking forward to welcoming our Prime Minister. His visit is expected to provide considerable momentum and dynamism to this relationship. He will be engaging with the entire leadership of the Hashemite Kingdom. And we look forward to building on this visit to have an even stronger partnership with the friendly people and the leadership of Jordan.
The Bharatiya Janata Party today hit out at the Congress Party for allegedly creating confusion over the Special Intensive Revision SIR of the electoral rolls process. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, party spokesperson Sambit Patra said that extensive discussions on electoral reforms had already taken place in Parliament. He noted that during these discussions, Union Home Minister Amit Shah had responded point by point to all the questions raised by the opposition. In Delhi, the Directorate of Education has directed all schools to conduct classes for students up to class 9 and class 11 in a hybrid mode in light of the deteriorating air quality in the national capital. This decision follows an order issued by the Commission for Air Quality Management, which invoked Stage 4 actions under the Graded Response Action Plan with immediate effect to curb further worsening of air pollution levels in Delhi NCR. In Kolkata, a Suo Motu case has been registered by the police in connection with the incident at the Vivekananda Yuva Bharati Kridangan yesterday. Earlier, police arrested Satadru Datta, the organizer of the messy event at the stadium, following questioning for 2 hours. West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee ordered an inquiry committee under retired Justice Ashim Kumar Ray. Fans and spectators became angry and entered into the ground and destroyed assets after they did not get a glimpse of football icon Lionel Messi. Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Mohan Yadav has said that Virangana Durgavati Tiger Reserve will become the new home for cheetahs in the state before monsoon next year, following the successful translocation of the big cats from Africa to Kuno National Park. The state cabinet has given in-principle approval to develop the Virangana Durgavati Tiger Reserve, located at Nauradehi in Sagar district, as the third habitat in the state for the world's fastest animal. Moving on to sports, India were 122 for 4 in 23.1 overs against Pakistan in Under-19 Asia Cup 2025 cricket at ICC Academy Ground in Dubai when reports last came in. Earlier, Pakistan won the toss and opted to bowl. The toss was delayed due to rain, and the match has been reduced to 49 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.